Nick in Berkeley next stop. Hi, Nick. Thanks for calling.
Hey, first of all, they're not the little bike shorts that Trent Baalke and Jeb York wore on the first day, and Harbaugh had to send them off the field. So it can't be that bad. Second of all, does the word professional mean anything to anybody anymore? I mean, Shanahan shouldn't even trip. Like, dude, like, oversee the team, bro. Like, why don't you stop messing with the receivers and tripping on them? They're doing a great job. Obviously, the coaches are doing a great job. Go to the special teams and straighten out the blocking, man. Get on Purdy for missing down the seam late in the game, wide open, man, like twice. I mean, E. Williams, as a matter of fact, he was holding out, didn't even show up to camp, and now he shows up and he's got a hurt toe, and no one says nothing about him. It's like, dude, it's ridiculous. Everyone, you know, stop your boo-hoo-hooing and win the game. We should be blue the last game. This is ridiculous.
Hey, Nick.
I mean, it's ridiculous. You guys,
Nick, yeah. Nick, if you're going to sit here and spend all this time pointing out perceived shortcomings on the field of all the other players, why won't you do it for Brandon, who's dropped multiple balls, including a touchdown?
Well, he had a bad day, and it's like Phil Jackson said about Dennis Rodman, he who walks backwards, man. You know what I'm saying? He's just a different cat. So, like, you know, Ben with the personalities a little bit, you paid him all that money, you know, do like Phil Jackson did with Rodman. Doesn't mean you got to let him go to Vegas before that.
Okay.
But I'm just saying.
So if Brandon, Nick, let me make sure I got it straight. If Brandon has a bad day, well, he walks a different direction, got to deal with it, brush it off. But if Trent Williams gets hurt, that's his fault. If Brock Purdy doesn't see an open receiver, that's his fault. If the special teams miss a fake punt, that's their fault. Do you see why I'm questioning you?
No. I see exactly why. Brandon had a bad game. He needs to suck it up.
Brandon's had a bad 4 months, Nick. Literally, I don't know one good thing that's happened.
Well, he needs to do something. Go seek help or, I don't know what to tell him, eat some better food or something because he seems a little agitated. He needs to stop his whine. Let me tell you this. Maybe E. Williams told Ayuk, hey, man, look, I won't sign until you do because if I sign before you, then Ayuk would have no leverage, right? So Williams said, just Ayuk, hold on and wait till I sign, then you can sign your contract. How about that?
Yeah, Nick, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate
it. I love the Rodman analogy because I actually was thinking about that earlier because Phil Jackson allowed Dennis Rodman to take time off during the season, during the playoffs, actually, to go to Vegas and get his mind right, which was an almost unheard of move. It actually was unheard of, but Dennis Rodman at the time had already won 4 rings. He was on his way to a 5th, and he had led the league in rebounding 7 consecutive seasons. So he had built up a little bit of equity, not only with Phil Jackson, but with his teammates to where, Dennis, if you need 48 hours to go hang out horizontally with Carmen Electra, it's unheard of, but we're going to give it to you. This is not a guy fresh off a contract who's got 4 drops in 3 games.
Well, and
no rings.
And by the way, Dennis Rodman clearly showed himself as a very, very different human being. And if you think an alternate set of rules is totally necessary because you've tried everything else, well, hey, Phil, do whatever you want to do. You're a champion coach. You do what you want to do. Brandon Ayuk is not Dennis Rodman.
No, he doesn't have 4 rings.
No, he doesn't have blue hair. He doesn't have 4 rings.
He might have a wedding dress. We don't know.
He doesn't have a girlfriend that's on Baywatch. He doesn't, like, I don't, why on earth would we resort to that? And if that's what you are going to resort to at this point, then I'm totally fair to rewind the clock 4 weeks and ask why the hell are you breaking off this guy $120 million.
Exactly. It's one thing to be eccentric and excellent. It's another thing to be immature and I don't want to say mediocre because I think Brandon Ayuk is better than that.
He's a good player.
But so far, he's been mediocre. If you look at the stats right now, he's in the middle of the pack among wide receivers in almost every metric. Catches, yardage, touchdowns, he's tied for last. He has no touchdowns. So if I'm in that spot, fresh off a new contract, I'm going to be, not only am I going to be in my black shorts, but I'm going to be the first one on the field. I'm going to be the last one off the field. I'm going to work on the jugs machine for 20 minutes after practice. I'm going to do everything I can so that these sorts of topics are not going to be around me.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. Will, thank you for calling. Hi.
How you doing, guys?
What's up,
Will?
You know, I had a sister many years ago. and straight-A student. I don't know. I think she was going to a John Denver concert or whatever, but she comes out of her bedroom. She's got this tattered Alice Cooper shirt on. And before she could get a foot out the door, my mom said, go back in your room, take off that skirt and that shirt. And she giggled at her girlfriend and went in the room and changed, of course. And she was a good kid. But she was testing authority. And I agree with Dibs. You know, this first and foremost, this is immaturity. And I think what's going on is he's coming from a position of equity with this new contract and with the guaranteed money. He gets pulled to task to answer to this. He says, I was just trying to lighten things up on the field. And, you know, Shanahan will just go, it was really nothing. You know, we'll be fine. We're proceeding ahead. But we all know that he knew what he was doing, and he was testing authority. And the bottom line is, that kind of equity that he, empowerment that he has, he's not going anywhere. Well, we know what happens with coaches that don't win games and have bad years. You know, they're within a year or two. You know, ask coaches who've won Super Bowls who've gotten fired within a couple of years. So if his patience is worn thin, I understand, you know, that Kyle, he's got a lot on his plate, Shanahan. Anyway, that's my take on it.
Yeah, Will, thanks. I mean, again, I think it's really important to remind people of something that's largely been swept under the rug. But all you got to do is go to Google, and you find all the articles from about 6 to 7 weeks ago that talk about how, reportedly, Kyle is very frustrated with the way Brandon's behaving. So now think about it like any of your personal relationships. If somebody does something that's like not that big a deal, okay, here, the best stupid example I can come up with, and if you're a dude, maybe you'll relate to this on some level. You got a relationship at home where there's some tension, okay? And you're asked to go to the grocery store and get a green pepper, and you come home with a red pepper, and you're going to get the... I asked you to do one thing. One thing. Now, you and I may look at this from the outside and we chuckle because we're like, it's freaking bell pepper.
Doesn't sound like, that funny to me, Mark. Go ahead.
It's a bell pepper. Like, get over it, right? What's the big deal? But for those two people, there's anxiety there. There's angst there. There's history there because you are frustrating the hell out of one another and little things become big things. And your shorts become a 2-minute, palms up, very frustrated looking conversation because there's history there. This is not just shorts. There's no way this is just shorts. This is a player who's not acting like a team player, and his boss, who's been annoyed with him on off and on for some time now. That's what this is.
Why do you do this to me?
Sorry.
I just...
Was it actually bell pepper?
Actually, it was an onion. And I didn't know...
I didn't know!
When, like, if I said to you, go get an onion... What kind of
there's
like,
lots of kinds of onions.
Thank you. There's, yeah. The red onion is a red onion. Yeah, red the onion. Original red onion was only a red onion.
The yellow onion, you get to just the onion.
Now, is the yellow onion just the yellow onion is just the onion. The white onion is a white onion. The green onion's totally different.
That's totally different.
If I told you to go get an onion, you'd have to think about it now.
I'd probably get yellow or white.
Exactly. So it's 50-50.
But what are we doing with the onion? Are we going to grill it? We're going to saute those things?
Well, you know what you're doing with the onion?
What?
Is you're going back to the aisles, and I'll see you
I'm
in the aisles because I got the wrong onion.
Cheers.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone before I start crying.
Actually, sounds like a story from The Onion.
Dude, seriously. 888-957-9570.
How about a little Nick in the city? Hi, Nick. You're on with Willard and Dibs. What's up?
Gentlemen, good to hear you chatting about this. I have my own short story to tell with my high school experience of coming to practice in the wrong color. Mm. And I do have to say, I was super embarrassed. My coach just put me in the doghouse, and I learned a lesson. You know, I think it's kind of sad that that Ayuk would turn down the assistant coach's you know, looking out for him. And really what I learned, it's about the team. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Yeah. And Nick, I fully agree. So like for me, and if this helps people make the story sound less ridiculous, Brandon wear red shorts. Really? Y'all going to talk about this for 4 hours? No. No, I'd like to talk about the fact that, in my opinion, for a number of months now, Brandon Ayuk is not behaving as a team player. I think he did last year. I think as soon as the contract started to bother him, he started to think much more about himself than the rest of the team. And I think he's having a real hard time getting himself out of that box, which is where he spent the entire summer.
And the fact that he was given black shorts prior to the interaction with Kyle Shanahan, that to me is the most alarming part about this. Whatever, you want to wear red shorts. Maybe you feel like you're in a red shorts mood, even though you know that everyone else is wearing black shorts. Fine. And that still does not excuse it. But to have black shorts handed to you and to blow that off and to still go out there in red shorts and to have Kyle Shanahan have to circle back to you and reiterate his point, and then... and only then do you change into the requisite black shorts. That to me shows a blowing off of an assistant, an intentional disregard for the rules, and a disrespect to the head coach. These are all things that are alarming to me.
Week four last year, we had a 3-0 football team. People were blowing on the back of their fingernails. We were peacocking. We were a week and a half away from Sunday night football at Levi's Stadium, which the 49ers would win by 4.5 touchdowns.
Wow.
This year, we got to hold out. We got to hold in. We got a PRP in Germany. And now we've got Shortsgate.
Mm.
After Dap-Up Gate.
Right.
That's...
After a blown 10-point lead.
Oh, and they're 1-2.
At Levi's South.
Yeah, and they're 1-2.
Right, in a game where, well, at least Brandon Ayuk went off and he had 175 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns. Oh, wait. That was the other guy. Man.
We'll keep going with your calls. All right, GPD and Pat and Mike and the rest of you, get on in here. Niners got a problem with Brandon Ayuk or not? 888-957-9570. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? This is Willard and Dibs.
Malik Nabers is a rookie. He's getting more targets than B.A. CeeDee Lamb had, 50 more targets than B.A. last year. This is the perfect time when you have Deebo and Kittle out to feed him so that he can show and prove. Or he doesn't. As a head coach, I would love this. Let's see if he can carry us. Let's see if he can do what we paid him to do. And it was against the Rams, the divisional opponent who you know very well, who's also injured, who also has their best player. That's just me. The plays matter, but the players get it done.
Now, back to Will and Dibby on 95.7 The Game.
Well, that's DJ Hushmanzada on our show earlier this week. Not only a wide receiving great in the NFL, but obviously very close with Brandon Ayuk as his personal coach. I don't know, a lot of you were seemingly with us when that interview happened and had a lot of reaction to it. TJ had a very, very big BA slant. And I, you know, there was a lot that I sort of, like, I get it, but I struggle with it. Like, are we really, and I know he doesn't mean this, but are we really going into football games instead of, like, scheming a play for a first down and for a touchdown and for a victory? Are we really going in like, okay, got to get BA involved because we paid him? Is that really how coaches think? I would think and hope not, but that's kind of what that sounded like. And when you got a 1-2 football team and a now highly paid wide receiver who took everybody on a journey all offseason, and now has the little things that are happening, a press conference to be like, yeah, it's kind of a pain in the rear at the end. That was my bad. And then I'm showing up in the wrong shorts. And instead of just like adjusting when my coach tells me to, we got to have a lengthy conversation about it. We got to look frustrated. We got to kick the shorts. You start doing all of this stuff. And I don't know, man, there's only one conclusion I can come to. None of this sounds like team to me. This all sounds like individual.
It doesn't sound like professional. I mean, put aside the team part of it, but you've got to be a pro. And whatever your job is, if you're a teacher or an electrician, or if you are a garbage collector or a mail deliverer or a sports talk radio host, there's a certain amount of professionalism that comes with every single job that's out there. And your job as an employee is to be a professional. And if you're making $30 million as a football player, or if you're making $17 an hour as a barista, your job is to be as professional as the job requires. And if you're a wide receiver and you're required to wear black shorts at practice, and your job is to show up and play hard and do your level best, then that's the job. And if you have all these little things distracting you from being the best professional that you can be, that falls on you. And especially when you're in a spot like Brandon Ayuk is, where like nobody knows what I wear or if I wear clothes at all. If it wasn't for the YouTube audience,
if they only knew what was happening in this studio right now.
On the lower half, sure. Yeah. I could be rocking a diaper like my 2-year-old daughter.
There are news people who do that, by the way. For those of you who
quote, for sure.
Yeah, like, I mean, those of us, if you've been to a TV station, I did know a sports reporter who used to do that. Like,
diaper?
Tie.
Oh, yeah.
Like, suit jacket, collared shirt, like, you know, hair, boom, all set. And I mean underwear.
Yeah.
Underwear and flip-flops.
Exactly.
Under that desk.
I knew a guy who did the same thing. And it was, you know, it doesn't matter because the professionalism is not about the lower half in your attire. But when you're Brandon Ayuk, you need to understand that every single thing you do from the moment you leave your house is possibly going to be recorded and scrutinized.
Of course. I mean, gosh, how could he not know that by now?
Well, there's one thing to know it, and there's another thing to, like, respect it and adhere to it, because clearly what he did today on the practice field, forget the red shorts, black shorts part of it, when he then takes off his shoes to change his shorts, and he pulls his shorts down, and he tries to kick them away angrily, and he swings and misses, and then he takes his gloves off and the rest of it, it does kind of reek of a tantrum. And I live with a 2-year-old, I know what a tantrum looks like. And I give her her Milky, and she wants to drink her Milky out of the new cup. And I told her today, the new cup's not washed, and so she takes the old cup, and now we throw the old cup, because have it new cup, have it Mila's cup. And it's like, honey, I'm going to say it again. The cup is not clean. You're going to have milk in this cup, or you're not going to have milk. Have it new cup. That's kind of what this is, and I don't have the audio on Brandon Ayuk, but every time I watch it, Mark, it reminds me of my 25-month-old, not my 25-year-old receiver, my 25-month-old daughter.
I mean,
it's a tantrum.
For me, tantrum's a little bit of a strong word without knowing exactly what it all sounded like, but I will at minimum meet you halfway, which is that if you were in a mood to just comply with what your boss asked you to do, it wouldn't look like that. That at minimum is some sort of moodiness that is expressed when you finally comply with the request to change your shorts.
Right.
And Kyle, of course, walked away very frustrated, very animated. And the fact that in the press conference afterwards, he kind of did the shrug, no big deal thing is exactly the way professional sports teams handle situations like this.
And if you haven't seen the video, he goes over once and there's a quick exchange and Shanahan walks away 8 steps. And when he gets 8 steps away, clearly Brandon Ayuk said something to the effect of, nah, I'm gonna keep wearing the red. And Kyle actually stops in his tracks and swivels. And when he goes back, then you see Jacob Cowing and Chris Conley, who were both near Brandon Ayuk, they flee.
That's enough for me, Doug.
And the assistant coach who's also there, he flees. And now it's just Kyle and it's Brandon.
Which is what you do when you hear somebody starting to get a little bit of a tongue lashing or whatever. You're like, let's get out of here because it's going to embarrass the person even more and make it more anxious if we're sitting here looking over their shoulders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm flashing on a number of these. I'm trying to remember where it was, but somebody said something to me in a management position, and I responded with something to the effect of, what if I don't? And then
oh God.
The boss was like, it was one of those like,
you won't.
Totally. Well, yeah, the door got closed.
Yeah, I was going to say, first thing, why don't you close that door right there?
Yeah, the door gets closed.
Yeah, but there's no doors out on the practice field, so they just decided, let's walk away.
Right.
Kyle needs some privacy.
And it was during a time, though, unfortunately, where you know, reporters are allowed to record. Because for those of you who have never been to a practice as a media member, which is most of you, there's a time when you're allowed to record stuff, and then there's a time when you're not.
Yep.
And this was clearly a time when you were allowed to have your phones out.
GPD is in Hayward and wants to weigh in. What's up, GPD? We love having you.
Hello, sir. How are you doing today?
We're fantastic, buddy.
I am doing very well. I just want to say one thing. Whoever his father is, and I'm not trying to denigrate anybody's parents or anything. I have a 5-year-old. I tell a 5-year-old, you need to do this, and you need to do it like that. They conform. This is a grown man getting a big bag. It's real simple. You have a J-O-B. You know what that is? Yes, we all do. Brother, please. You come to work. They tell you to wear steel-toed boots like I do on my construction site. You wear that. You wear a fluorescent green shirt because that's the uniform. And we're working on the side of the freeway or whatever. You do that. You're getting paid. I'm not paying people $30 million, bro. I'm paying you $50 an hour, $40 an hour. You're getting paid so much money. There's no reason for you to be acting like a child. And I'm going to tell this, I'm not putting nobody on Front Street, but Brandon, your daddy needs to step up and tell you, boy, you need to do your J-O-B, get with the program. Please, you're acting like a child. I dropped the mic, and I love you guys.
GPD, thanks. Thank you very much.
I don't know about pointing the finger toward his father when he is 25 years old. And it's, you know, if my son, who is 23, does something, I don't have jurisdiction over his decisions. Now I can inform him the way that I think that he should comport himself. But ultimately, when you get into your 20s, and forget being 18, oh, now you're an adult. Well, I think when you get to be at this point, he's been a professional football player now for 5 years. This is year 5, playing for Shanahan for all 5 years. I would imagine he understands and knows the expectations and the rules. So I don't point the finger at his father.
I don't even know what his relationship is with his father. Well, I'm actually looking at our buddy Jason Dumas did an interview with Brandon Ayuk's parents as they got ready for the Super Bowl. Their names are Pete and Martha.
Okay.
And they look incredibly sweet.
Nice.
On Instagram. They look like a wonderful couple and a wonderful family as I sit here and just judge a book by its cover.
And Brandon, by all measurements, is a good person. He's not somebody who has gotten into any trouble off the field. He hasn't gotten in any trouble on the field.
This isn't personal. This isn't personal. This is 49er football. For me, this isn't personal. This is about the team, and that's what I see. I see someone who right now has fallen into the trap, and I get it. I do. I really get where this started, has fallen into the trap of being eligible for a contract extension. It really, really got to his emotions. He has admitted that. I get that, too. It's got to be, you know, frustrating at times when you think you're worth X and someone else tells you you're worth Y, especially when you've performed at a high level and gone to a Super Bowl and all the things that Brandon achieved last year and been wide open in the end zone on what would have won the game. All of that stuff. I get it. I really do. But it led to what feels like 5 months of habitual behavior that when it finally ended way too late, you're having a hard time kind of stepping out of that bucket, which is me, 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 me. Like it's time to get back into team mode. It was back the first week of August when they offered you what you were asking for and you didn't sign it. In my opinion, you made a me decision that day and every subsequent day where you didn't show up to be at camp. And you did it again today, whether it's big, small, or otherwise.
He's 26 and a half, so I want to make sure that I'm accurate on his relative age. Okay. I said he was 25, 26 and a half, so closer to 30 than he is to 20, and certainly old enough to make his own decisions independent of any parents. And, you know, the old, they say they don't want me. They say they don't want me wearing red, is I think what he was really saying.
They did. They did say that.
Yeah.
Mike in Lemoore is next up here on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Mike. Thank you for the call.
No worries. I love your guys' show.
Nice.
There is no room for error or no room for distractions in this quote-unquote last dance season. And in the real world, I just texted my friend who's a former Army Ranger and asked him, what would happen if he were to show up in a uniform during a uniform inspection day wearing the wrong colors when you were asked to wear a certain type of uniform?
Oh, boy.
And he said you would get your blank handed to you, and you would get written up. And if you were to get two more of those, you would get demoted, and it would have pay ramifications on your paycheck. And why does Brandon Ayuk think he can get away with these little antics, which they do matter, believe it or not, because before you know it, he can Antonio Brown his way out of here. And the next thing you know, we could see him running off the field pulling off his shirt. You know, like, I'm not saying his behavior is like that at all, one bit, but if you don't get this situation under control fast and put out this fire, because I think this fire is still burning from the contract situation that happened during this whole offseason. I still think he is not happy. Honestly, his actions prove that he doesn't want to be here. He wants to be with Jaden Daniels. Yes, he got the money, but that frustration that Kyle Shanahan showed us, it shows us that he's up to here with Brandon Ayuk. And I wouldn't be surprised if he continues to act this way that we would see a trade coming, because right now we're missing a defensive tackle. And if Brandon Ayuk continues to act like this, would you guys trade him for a defensive tackle?
Well,
who's more important, I think, than Brandon Ayuk?
Yeah, Mike, that's an interesting thought. Thank you for the call. I think we're a little bit, maybe a lot of bit, early in the game.
Too far down that road.
Well, I just, like, the other thing is player-for-player trades in the NFL are even more complex than pick-for-player trades in the NFL. You rarely see them, especially at the highest of levels, and they've been round and round about trading Brandon Ayuk for the last couple of months. And at the end of the day, everybody who knows something here sort of has come away with the impression that both Brandon and the Niners at their core did not want to part ways. That's why they're still together. Has that changed in the last 3 weeks because of a couple of losses and a couple of dropped balls? I very, very much doubt it. I don't think something like today at all is going to be something that pushes them off the edge of the cliff, in other words, if there is frustration there. I just think it's something that we see as another chapter in the book. You know, it's another whatever. It's
breaking the wall.
Yeah, like that's a good
way
to say it.
Shout out Pink Floyd.
Yes. Yes.
Well, it becomes tolerable up until the annoyance supersedes the talent level. And, you know, I reference my coaching occasionally. These sorts of things remind me of coaching high school volleyball, where I had a star player who will remain nameless, who was a pain in the butt. And it was tolerated for so long because he was our best player and we were on a winning course. But we got to a point where it was no longer tolerable and actions had to be taken. Actions were taken. And fortunately, we were able to salvage the player and salvage the championship season. This is not nearly to that level, but it's clear that Kyle Shanahan is beyond annoyed. He's frustrated, yet you need Brandon Ayuk because, as you mentioned earlier, Mark, he's a very good player. He's a tier two wide receiver in the league. And if you wanted to rank all the receivers in football, you wouldn't get past 15 before getting to Brandon Ayuk. And you probably would reach him before you got too far past number 10. And, you know, forget the salary, just the player that he can be in this offense. He can be a very important player on a championship team.
Well, it's funny. We're so week to week with our thoughts, especially on football, that the comment you just made, I feel like 3 weeks ago, there's not a human being on earth that wouldn't have agreed with you. He's definitely top 15. He's probably top 10.
But
then
now,
you watch 3 weeks of football, and you see rookies like Malik Nabers and Marvin Harrison Jr. pop, and Brandon's dropping a few balls, and Juwan goes for $179. And I bet there are some people who've changed their mind on what you said just in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, and
I'm not there yet, but I bet I
part of that is fantasy.
Yes,
and if you look at the stats, and I'm looking at it right now, he is tied for 50th, 50th in catches, And I'm looking at some of the names of people who also have 11 catches.
Yeah.
Greg Dortch. I had to go to Dortchy first. Alan Lazard,
yep,
who had a monster week one and not much since. Elijah Moore. Recently paid Michael Pittman Jr. only has 11 catches. That's hearing about that.
Well, because his quarterback cannot throw a football accurately.
That's fair point.
Yep.
There's Trey Tucker. There's Jameson Williams. Michael Wilson on my bench. Brian Thomas. You get the point. He's tied for 50th with 11 catches. He has zero touchdowns. So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and die on the hill of him being top 10. But he is still important to this team.
Yes, agreed. Let's go to Pat in South San Jose. Hi, Pat. Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. I just had a little funny story. Actually, two kind of funny stories. One, maybe for like the casual listener, might sound like a little foolish, like the shorts thing, but a funny story. I was actually a JUCO transfer, and when I went up to 4-year, I was a late recruit, so I didn't really know like the whole protocol, but we had to wear black shorts to practice too. Usually you practice in shells, as you guys know. So I'm like, all right, I go to the field in my junior college shorts, but they're black, but they say San Jose City. And like out of nowhere, they just stop the whole practice. Everyone gets on the line and just starts running. It's like, I don't know. They take it serious, even though it's something so simple. It's like there's like an unspoken unity about, you know, everyone in the same attire, same gear, this and that. So I learned the hard way, and everyone was pretty pissed at me, like, I made us all run. But I don't know if maybe, like, every listener kind of understands, like, especially if you played, you know, like, that bond, or, like, that little, there's, like, unspoken unity, and one little thing can kind of mess up the feng shui. So I get it, why it's kind of a bigger deal than it sounds. So it was just a funny story, reminded me of that.
Well, Pat, I'd say this, and thank you for the call. It's a big enough deal that Kyle Shanahan went over there to deal with it. Like, if it wasn't a big deal to him, he wouldn't have dealt with it. But, and he sent someone to deal with it, and that didn't work, and then he had to deal with it, and then that didn't work, so then he had to deal with it, like, really deal with it.
Right.
And so, in the last two calls, we've compared this to college football and the military, and I'd argue it's neither of those things. In the NFL, you are given more leeway than you are in college, and it's clearly not the military, but your points are well taken. Which is to say, it's a team. There is a unity aspect of this. There is an aspect of this is how we do things around here. And I would argue that, by and large, the most successful teams follow that a little bit harder than the less successful teams. Ask Bill Belichick,
right,
how he would have felt about, yeah, like, go do your own thing. Go do your own thing. I mean, he fined a player for making a funny in a press conference about Rex Ryan. Like, do your job. We're not straying from the deal.
Think about your buddy Rich Ornberger, yeah, who was running late to a practice, and so he faked a car accident, or he actually intentionally got into a car accident.
I forgot. Thank you for bringing this up.
So Rich Ornberger was going to be late to practice, and correct me if I'm wrong, and so instead of being late and feeling the wrath, he got into a car accident on purpose so that he could say, hey, I got in a car accident, I'm going to be late.
Yep, that's correct.
And it's, I mean, that just, the story never gets old, no. And I can't wait to talk to him on the show again, because it's funny, but it also speaks to this, where you would rather crash your car,
yes,
than violate a rule and feel the wrath of a head coach.
If Rich Ornberger had shown up with red shorts on Black Shorts Day, and by the way, all days are Black Shorts Days,
exactly,
with the San Francisco 49ers, but if he had done that, I feel like he would have found a Sharpie before he went out to the field and drawn his red shorts black. You follow the rules.
Or you might have been cut.
Yeah.
And it's, I know, yeah, Brandon's in a little bit of a different sphere.
Yeah, not for $30 million.
Exactly, yeah. But still, just the idea of, you know, you toeing the line or else, and it just, I don't know, the fact that he was given black shorts and he put them in his pocket, as opposed to, oh man, thanks assistant coach for hipping me to the fact that I forgot that I'm in these reds. Let me hurry and put these black shorts on because I don't want to get in trouble. Instead it was, thanks, dog.
Thanks.
I'm gonna go ahead and put these
thanks.
I'm gonna go ahead and put these in my pocket.
Dave and Hayward. Hi Dave, thanks for calling.
Thanks. Hey, fellas. So I have a little bit of an opposite view. I'm excluding today because that's just stupid. But go all the way back to the contract negotiations. I don't care what he did. He, I mean, this is a proven pattern. Every athlete does all the same stuff. Debo did it. Then he got threatened with his life. These are athletes. And now Brandon Ayuk, well, his hands are off, right? His hands are off. His timing's off. That's because he missed camp. And I'm mad at him because that offer was on the table for 2 weeks before he accepted. So that's on him. But his separation rate is still first in the NFL. So believe his hands will come and he'll be worth every single penny of $30 million. And that's what he's worth because the second Waddle signed for 28.3, nobody can say Brandon is worth less than that. Let's leave him alone except for the stupidity today, guys. That's all I got.
And Dave, it's a fair point, but let me respond with this. I know that some of you look at it that way. I take a little bit of a different view. When we say, for example, Jalen Waddle makes 28, so Brandon makes 30. You're not wrong. I will not call you wrong. That is the quote going rate. However, I'm allowed to believe that it shouldn't be the going rate. I don't think Jalen Waddle should make 28. I don't think Brandon should make 30. I don't think any of these things. I don't think that Devontae Smith should make 25. That percentage of the cap is not commensurate with how much wide receivers contribute to winning, in my opinion.
Based on the team, Amon-Ra deserves to make 30. And Justin Jefferson, you could argue, deserves to make 35.
I'll agree to a point, but those numbers, in my opinion, should still be a little bit less. We're all okay with Christian McCaffrey making less than 20. Those players are not more important to that
team. And he is grossly overpaid.
McCaffrey?
What's he done this year? All he's done is eat bratwurst and drank beer.
Yeah. I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
Salzburg.
Good trip overseas. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Look, for those of you just joining us, we'll reset all of this coming up. If you don't know what happened with Brandon Ayuk today, we'll explain it all. And throughout the final hour of our soiree here, we'll be taking your calls. You think Brandon is a budding problem or not? 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Mark, do you have to be a homer?
Well, Brian, you have no idea.
Well, hold on a second.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, today certainly didn't go the way I expected.
I was ready to break this game the blank down. I had some serious breakdown takes. You all right?
Yeah, fine.
Getting into the Friday giggle hour.
Well,
coming up in 10 minutes, you laugh uncontrollably.
I thought, possibly.
Because that's what happens. Possibly.
Possibly.
You know what else is coming up in the 5 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
We got to fade you again
at some
point.
Fade the Dibbers, dog.
It was a push yesterday.
It was. It was a controversial one, but it was.
Well,
what's
funny is I had Dallas minus 5, Brandon Aubrey, with a chip shot.
Chippy. What was
a little
it?
Little chippy.
50-something yards.
For
whatever.
Him, chippy.
Dude, anything inside of 70 for Aubrey is a chippy. And the other bad beat part of it, because whatever, it's a push on the show, but in my pick 'em pool with spreads, I actually took the Giants. Plus four and a half. I took the loss in the money pool, and I got the push on the air. Whatever. Now we know what spread we're going to use. At least now we know we have some clarity over which house we're going to use for our spreads.
And by the way, do we...
FanDuel.
Right, I understand that. But is the Niner spread on FanDuel 10, or is it 10 and a half?
I'll look.
Let's look.
You talk, I'll look.
All right. And so
it's always better when it goes this way.
Yeah. Most definitely. All right.
But and for the audience, I'm wearing gray shorts today, which
I wore gray pants.
Yeah.
But they've got a little bit of a grease stain on the right side because I rubbed up against my back left tire of my car prior to coming to the show and did not choose to change. I hope that's okay with all of you.
It is.
That's how I came to work, but it is Casual Friday.
Every day is casual.
As opposed to the other four days a week around here.
But this whole thing with Brandon Ayuk and his shorts had me thinking about our previous program director, the great Don Collins, a.k.a. O Canada, where I would wear shorts to work. And you know me, Mark. I wear shorts every single day to work, rain or shine. And he famously said upon the first day that I came in, shorts, eh? And I was like, yeah, shorts, eh? It's radio. And so he had a thing with, you know, people dressing professionally. And my thing was always, it's radio. How is this unprofessional? Now, it's unprofessional if I use bad grammar, if I swear on the air, but what I wear has nothing to do with how I perform.
Wow, so you're super hypocritical. You answered him the exact same way Brandon Ayuk answered Kyle Shanahan.
Why
does it matter that if I wear red shorts? All I got to do is catch the ball.
He did not have, unlike Kyle Shanahan, O Canada did not have a policy in place.
Uh-huh.
And so I was able to wear shorts.
You don't know what policies Kyle Shanahan has in place.
It seems like black shorts are what is the dress code. And he was actually asked today at his presser, did Brandon Ayuk commit a dress code violation? Yep. And he said, yeah, he did. Good question.
Yeah. We have that sound, and we also have this from Mark Randy. Did you want to say something? You look like you want to say something.
Oh, I was just going to say, the line that we will be going with for Fade the Dibbers is officially 10.5.
10.5.
Yes.
That changes everything.
Niners
gonna
coming up, I don't know.
Niners going to have to win by 11 in order to cover.
Yeah.
In order to cover. Okay. And we do have the sound. Let's see. Which one is it here? Oh, right here. About Kyle Shanahan, about Brandon Shorts.
Did Brandon come out to practice today wearing the wrong shorts?
Yeah, he did. Good question.
Vince?
No. I wish I could wear different shorts.
Okay. So, by the way, is he being sarcastic when he says good question, or is he being genuine?
He's being sarcastic.
You sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I would say yes based on who asked the question.
Yeah. I was thinking maybe that was his point, as in, like, that's the first good question you've asked all year.
Like,
that's a fair question.
Play it again.
For the first time all year.
Did Brandon come out to practice today wearing the wrong shorts?
Yeah, he did. Good question.
Vince?
No. I wish I could wear different shorts.
Yeah. The second follow-up was something about, like, is it a punishable offense? No. I wish I could wear different shorts. But you can't. So you won't.
And it is a punishable offense to the extent that you can just decide to not play him because you're mad at him. But you could put him in the doghouse if you wanted. So that would be a punishment. But I guess it's not a punishable offense to the extent where you can fine him. I don't know. The whole thing is so foolish.
Well, and for those just joining us, here is a quick synopsis of what has taken place today.
I'm looking forward to this.
Here's how it went the best we know. So, practice started, and Brandon Ayuk, unlike every other player on the team who's ever practiced for the 49ers ever in the history of ever, Brandon Ayuk is wearing red shorts. 49ers wear red jerseys and black shorts at practice. That's what they wear. So everyone else is in black shorts. Brandon is wearing red shorts. At one point, he is approached by an assistant coach. He is handed a pair of black shorts. We don't have the captions or the audio, but I would imagine it went something along the lines of, you're wearing red shorts, you need to be wearing black shorts, here's a pair of black shorts, put those on. Brandon grabs them and stuffs them in the pocket of the red shorts, moves on about his day, continues to practice with red shorts. Then Kyle Shanahan comes over, says something to Brandon very briefly, and appears to start to walk away. Whatever Brandon said to Kyle in that moment stopped Kyle in his tracks, turned around and walked back to Brandon to have a further conversation. As that conversation unfolded, others in the area started to walk away from the two, which suggests to me that it was getting a little bit hot under the collar in some degree. Kyle's palms are up at one point, pointing to the shorts, and that conversation goes on for a little bit over a minute. In the end, Kyle walks away, looking a little frustrated, and Brandon takes the black shorts out of his pocket, puts them on the ground, takes the red shorts off, takes his shoes off, takes the red shorts off, throws them on the ground, pulls the black shorts back up, puts the shoes back on, and then takes a swipe at kicking the red shorts away, but swings and misses.
Mm. End of video.
And that's the end of the video.
Right.
And so here we are talking about shorts, but not really talking about shorts. Because in my opinion, what we have is a growing redundance of Brandon Ayuk acting outside of a team concept. And I find it to be at least a medium level concern.
Yes. Medium level, it's fair. And, you know, you get to Sunday and Brandon Ayuk will be starting. And I don't envision Kyle Shanahan drawing up plays intentionally to not include Brandon Ayuk. So I don't think that this is much of an issue as it comes to a Sunday game against New England. I do think it's something that you file under A for annoying,
yeah,
and under A for Ayuk, coincidentally enough. But it, to me, goes in the annoyance file. And it's like, you know, you have kids who are teenagers, and I have a baby, so it's different. But when I had teenagers, and you tell your teenager a certain thing, and it's, for me, my big one was, if I'm going to pick you up at 3:15, and you get out of school at 3, and you have 15 minutes to do what you need to do, I need you at the pickup spot at 3:15. You know I'll be there at 3:15. Don't show up at 3:20. Don't show up at 3:25. So they're late, and you talk to them. They're late. You talk to them. They're late, and you talk to them. And that third time, you say, you know what? Next time, I'm there at 3:15, and you're not there, you're going to have to find your own way home.
Yeah.
So when that day comes, and they're not there, and you drive off, and then they call you, where are you? At 3:22?
Well,
then, you know, at some point, hopefully that this doesn't get to that where you have to draw a line in the sand. But this has clearly been a collection of annoyances.
For sure.
That is, you know, it's got to be bothering Kyle Shanahan.
Anybody who wants to call this, and I know it'll probably be all over social media, it's a nothing burger.
Yep.
Anyone who wants to call this a nothing burger, I think you're coming from, quite frankly, the wrong place. Which is to say that you're looking at this in a vacuum. You're looking at this on an island, as if it is a standalone act. And unfortunately for Brandon, this is what I've been trying to get at for a few weeks now, he does not have the luxury of that because of where we've been over the last few months. He just doesn't. That's what this created. That's what the fallout is. Is it a big fallout? Not if you don't abuse it, but so far he's abusing it. And the ways you can abuse a hold in, hold out, whatever, contractual, trade demand, poop emoji situation, the ways you can abuse that are A, don't play well and drop balls, or B, start acting outside of the team rules. Brandon's doing both. And it doesn't mean his time with the Niners is over. It doesn't mean he's not going to ball out the rest of the way. It doesn't mean that any of this is going to crater the Niners necessarily. But I do think all of them are bad signs. And I think that Brandon needs to understand that this is the new responsibility and reality that comes with this contract and this situation, which is you are now on a completely different playing field. And people are not going to be having this. They're not going to be having this. And Kyle, by the way, is not going to be having this from anybody. But you're under a totally different microscope. And by the way, that's totally fair.
Yeah. I mean, you got the big contract, and you are one of the veterans on this team. As far as the wide receiver room goes, you've got Jacob Cowing, younger than you, Ricky Pearsall, fellow rookie. Chris Conley's been around longer, but he's new to the team. He doesn't have the same level of gravitas, and Deebo Samuel's out hurt. So right now, you're kind of the leader in the room, and this is how you're going to comport yourself. It's troubling at the very least.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing at the dealer.